Kin Quarry Action Group certainly making a lot of noise ever since the Noosa Council has been helping prepare for some action against this Caldwell Resources, the operators of the Kin Quarry, that's been making life tough for the residents. Sarah Keating is part of that Kin Quarry Action Group. She's also a resident of the area, so is certainly being affected by the rumbling of trucks there all the time. Sarah joined us. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome.
Good morning, Sarah. I mean, I'm new to this area. I'd love for you to educate me and our listeners as to what sort of difficulties the locals and you yourself are a local are facing on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah, sure. Unfortunately, yes, we have this quarry that's been taken over by Caldwell's now, and they've ramped up the usage of it from, say, 4 trucks a day to sometimes up to 250 trucks a day.
Well, from what, 4 to what?
To about up to 250 some days you get, and that's 6 days a week. They start at between 5 and 5.30 in the morning. And this is on a very small road which links two very small communities. But the trucks are now affecting sort of 6 or 7 local communities, going through villages, going past houses, very close to the road.
Yeah.
And the Pomona Kinkin Road has just been voted by RACQ as the worst road in Queensland. So, you know, you've got to wonder why this is being allowed.
250 trucks a day. So this is clearly, I mean, on a whole range of levels, I would imagine safety, noise, dust,
absolutely,
which would affect obviously asthmatics.
Yeah, absolutely.
How is this affecting your sleep and your kids?
Yeah, it's causing massive sleep disturbance for people. You can't sleep beyond 5:30 if you're on this haulage route. Now you're woken up by the thunder of these trucks, and then of course you're trying to drive your kids to school. Amongst all these quarry trucks, you know, they're going past the schools, they're going on the main roads where you're trying to drive. You know, people's houses are right on the, you know, close to the road. Sometimes you cannot sit outside, you cannot have a conversation on the phone outside. It's horrifying. It's causing huge mental stress to so
yes,
many
Sarah.
People.
And I love the fact that Noosa Council have helped you in this fight. So they've obviously listened and taken your advice on board. That's excellent.
Absolutely. And they're holding these roundtable meetings every month. Fantastic. Sandy Bolton, Brett DeShestel, the CEO, Claire Mayer, they have all been fantastic. They brought in Williams, who's been brilliant. He's coordinating everything. And they're listening. They are listening and they are doing their best to help the community. You know, there's so much anger in the community because of this. Not least because, obviously, the road is being destroyed every day and it's being repaired at taxpayers' expense.
Oh, really?
Okay. Frustrating, everybody.
Yes.
It's the same road, so...
I was reading, Sarah, that the quarry was approved by council way back in July 1987, subject to
that's
conditions.
Right.
However, and that can't be, that approval is till 2033. However, yeah. I was also reading that the conditions don't include an annual extraction limit or restrict the number of trucks permitted on the haul route. I mean, that just seems unfathomable to me.
The only restriction that's in place, according to the QMP, is the 5-minute loading interval that they have to adhere to. And interesting, that's it. That's the only one. But interestingly, the infringements that have all been pushed against Caldwell's recently in the last few months, I think there's over $100,000 worth of fines gone out to them now. And that's been because they've been breaching the 5-minute interval loading and they've been loading quicker than that, which is why we're getting convoying on the road. So you don't just need one of these trucks on the range, you're needing 2 or 3. And they're too big to fit on these roads.
Sarah, I want to know, the outcome of this legal action, is it to try and reduce the amount of trucks again, or is that just, you know, we're past the point, you just want them gone? What's going to happen?
Well, I mean, speaking for Noosa Council, yes, they're looking at reducing the number and reducing the intensification of use. Speaking for the community, they want them gone. We've set up a petition with Save the Noosa Hinterland to do just that and take it to Parliament. We've got over 1,000 signatures on the online one, and we're nearing 1,000 on the paper one, and that'll be submitted at the end of February. So anyone who hasn't signed, please jump onto the Save the Noosa Hinterland and sign up.
Honestly, I've got some sort of taste. Bilko and I mean, we get cranky. I mean, we're just doing breakfast radio. We just have to get up earlier. But I mean, to be having this, you know, 6 days a week,
yeah.
just 250 trucks driving past. I can't even imagine how frustrated, cranky, sleep deprived you would all be.
Absolutely, and it's causing people to just leave. I mean, they're just literally leaving their houses and going because they cannot take it anymore. We set up a mental health survey, and the answers were just horrifying. It was absolutely shocking to see what people are living through. I've had people come up to me and say they're just going to step out in front of the trucks now. They've had it.
Oh my goodness.
They're done. And if that, because, you know, it's a case of, oh, it's going to take a death on the road to stop them. So they're saying, fine, I'll do it. I'll be the one. I'll step out in front. I don't care anymore.
Yeah, that's just tragic, Sarah. I mean, it's not just value of houses dropping and your lifestyle quality. It's now a mental health issue, and that's why it can't be ignored anymore.
No, it's freedom of movement. It's mental health. It's anxiety, stress. And financial as well, because there's a lot of businesses, and this area is heavy on tourism, beauty of the Noosa hinterland, and nobody can operate their businesses, us included, because you can't operate a tourism business when you've got literally a heavy haulage route.
All right. Keep fighting the good fight, Sarah. I mean, we can only highlight it here, but people have got to take action and join your petition, and you'll find details online for that. It's a very, very important subject for you, and I hope now the rest of the Kalula Coast and Noosa hinterland can take this on board and action it and join you. I suppose that's the most important thing. But thanks for filling us in, Sarah Keating, the Kinkin Quarry Action Group. Details up on their Facebook. It's something you need to join if you feel passionate about it. Jodie's rung in. Where are you?
Out at Woolvi on the Pomona Kinkin Highway.
And are you experiencing some of these?
Oh, we get them all the time through here. And it shakes the whole house.
Oh, my goodness.
And we just learn how to shut off. But it's not only just the trucks that come through here. It's also the council has got to deal with the long grass also.
Well, that's another issue. But, council are on board for, with this action group to, get it before the court. So
something has got to be done around.
How is it affecting your family?
It's only two of us here. Mm-hmm. But it's like you've got to sort of stop and let them go through it to be able to have a conversation.
Oh, my goodness. You can't even hear each other speak.
Sometimes, no. The whole house just shakes.
Oh, that's atrocious.
Imagine that 250 times a day.
I used to live on a highway years ago when I was a kid, and that was bad enough with it rumbling through the night with all the trucks going by. But, I mean, having this all the time, four trucks up to 250 over the last few years, Jodie.
That's not right. It's got to stop. It does deal with, your head. Mm. Like, you're trying to get something done or you want to try and get some sleep, and it just... Yeah.
Well, join that action group if you're not already,
Definitely.
Jodie.
But, as I said, it's not just the trucks. It's also the council has got to deal with the long grass out
here. They will. They've heard you.
Get as many complaints in as you can, Jodie.
There's the school just up the road from us.
Imagine the kids, how this would be affecting them and babies and toddlers that are sleeping during the day. I can't even imagine.
Yeah, no, it's not good for anybody, especially for, kids or families that are trying to just deal with their everyday single life.
Yeah, hearing you, Joe, that's just how, I know, I mean, we can only empathise. We're not living there, but it certainly is a massive highlight. And the grass issue, there's a way to handle that.
Oh, yeah, well, get on that app, Snap, Send, Solve.